Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
We hope that you have written down some things, spent some time with the Lord, and written down some things for 2026. Prophetically, this is the year of releasing the old and embracing the new. And the theme scriptures for the verse come from Luke chapter 5, verse 36 through 39. So that's a good place to start this morning, and we'll continue the biblical examples that we have where we started on Monday and Tuesday,
yeah,
when we were talking about Moses and Joshua and also Saul as king. In Luke chapter 5, verse 36, this is Jesus teaching now. It says, then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better. So this is a common text that we hear often. I know verse 39, as we're going back over it, that had really stood out to me, because I heard a lot about the old piece of material, the new material,
yeah,
the wine, the wineskin. But then verse 39 says, and no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better,
because that he knows it.
Our mind, yeah, clings to that which we know.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to intentionally release the old in order to embrace the new. You know, maybe you don't sew, maybe you don't operate wineskins and such. That's older of the times, but we do know that the old TV with the booty don't hook up to the Wi-Fi connection.
Yes, that's
so
exactly.
We do know that.
How many of you remember those rabbit ears? I'm giving my age away. The rabbit ear antennas.
So you can't bring an old TV and then expect it to be compatible with the new technology.
No,
you
it
have
won't
to
work.
Get it. You can't pull out your VHS tape, and I think I still got some of my houses, but there's no way to play it.
That's right. It's not compatible. Now.
It's not compatible.
Yeah.
So we had, even with the computers, most computers don't even have a CD-ROM drive anymore. So it's just not compatible anymore with advancing technology. So we have to be willing not only to release the old things, but we have to release the old way of thinking more specifically, because our thoughts are tied to stuff, and that's why we're not letting it go. Our emotions are tied to stuff. That's why we're not letting it go. But if we just see, I know there's times where my mom, she loves to say, oh, you know, we got 500 reasons why we need to keep this, you know.
Yeah.
It was so-and-so's. And then sometimes I think to myself, well, if my grandma was still here, I don't think she'd have this anymore, because this is all broken down. But we hold on to things because of emotional attachments and such.
Yeah.
But we must release the old, and embrace the new.
And no, you know, Jesus went on, and Jesus made sure he had verse 39. Jesus makes sure he had verse 39. He says, no one who drink that old wine, he knows the taste of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He knows all about it. Is willing to give it up for the new one. Mm-hmm. So, he says, he doesn't readily say, okay, let me have the new that new mm-hmm. wine there. No, mm-hmm. you have the new and you have the old that he used mm-hmm. to. Which one do you think he's going for? He's going for the one that he mm-hmm. used to.
He used to, yeah.
That's the one he's mm-hmm. going for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no matter what you say, oh, this is better, he's going to say, let me have this. Mm-hmm. This one right here. Mm-hmm. Because he knows this one.
Yeah.
So to go into the new, we have to be willing and have the courage mm-hmm. yes. to let it go. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's exactly right. We got to have the courage.
Yeah.
We got to have the courage to let it go. Mm-hmm. And that's what God was telling Joshua. Mm-hmm. He's telling Joshua, you have to be, look at verse 7 again. Twice, mm-hmm. verse 6 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe
to do.
According to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
You see, mm-hmm. but look at that, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 6, he told him that he should be strong mm-hmm. and be of a good courage. Mm-hmm. And he had to repeat it again
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in verse 7.
Yeah, only be strong and very courageous.
Courageous.
Leave everything else out.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the pity out.
Yeah.
Leave the go on and go back out.
The sorrow.
Yes, the sorrow. Yes. So mm-hmm. you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows he's not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it
yeah.
if he lack the strength, the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
He will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
He won't have the courage to do it. So in order for him to do this great task, he has to possess courage.
Mm-hmm. Then
and also you have to make the choice to do it.
That's right.
You know, it's got to be a choice because we probably don't want to do it.
No.
But if you make the choice to do it because you know it's the right thing to do and to move on, and maybe it'll do better, bigger and better things. But unless you make that initial choice to say, this is what I'm going to do, then it's not going to happen.
And then in verse 8, he tells them where to get the strength and courage from it, to make the decision to do it.
Yes.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success.
If you do these things,
mm-hmm.
if you have the courage to do what I tell you, but you have to have the courage.
Yeah.
This morning, another thought from the Bible came to my spirit was the wedding mm-hmm. that Jesus was at
mm-hmm.
with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just came to me. How we like to hold on to the mm-hmm. new. But in this story, it was told, mm-hmm. there was this great wedding feast. And they were drinking the wine. And they ran out of the wine.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have no wine. So people need wine. And Mary says, went to his son, Jesus, and says, they run out of wine. Could you make them wine? Jesus first says, what does this have to do with me? This is not my thing. That's their thing. You know, that's, he was arguing with his mom. But Jesus willing that he's going to make the wine. But it's going to be brand new.
Yeah.
But the thing that hit my spirit today, the good thing that there was nothing, no whole wine there. So they have no choice but to do what?
Use new.
Jews knew.
Yeah. A new way, actually, because the wine wasn't even there, right?
The old was gone.
It was a new way.
Yes.
Yeah.
That just hit my
mm-hmm.
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get the wine and they taste it, What was their what did they say now?
Yeah, verse 10.
Yeah.
John chapter 2, verse 10. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior.
Yeah.
You have kept the good wine until now.
you see, so this year, let go of that inferior thing and embrace what God have for you in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
You should have this and say this, write this down. I will embrace every plans of God for my life in 2026. That you should pray this prayer. Lord, give me the courage to do what you are asking me to do in 2026. Give me the courage to do it. See, two things. Be strong and be courageous, so you will be able to do what he's going to tell you to do. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be lots of doing in 2026. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be successful in the plans of God in 2026, you're going to have to back it up with what? Doing. Yes.
I know my husband, he was on me to get my phone upgraded. And I wanted to hold on to the new. I mean, excuse me, hold on to the old because I didn't want to learn the new.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't want to go through that time where I had to adjust to be able to learn the new phone.
Yeah.
I like the old phone. I'm used to the old phone. Well, then after transition upgraded the phone, because I had the previous phone for several years, upgraded the phone. Now I see that the old phone was inferior.
Yeah.
And the new phone is better.
Yes, right.
But I didn't want to take the time at first to learn the new. But in sticking with the old, I was actually putting myself at a disadvantage. That's just a practical example. So now we all go through.
I have the same experience. Emily gave me a phone because I have Android. That's it. So she says, you have to have an iPhone. I don't want an iPhone. So she got me an iPhone. And now I realize how good that iPhone is because, and I think it's after Christmas, my son called and he said, Dad, I can talk to you now.
And I want everybody to know he left it a long time before he embraced it.
Yeah.
He was carrying two. So,
yes. So let go of the old and go on to the new.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.